Yeah, I think that's an important point with regard to most things of a spiritual nature, particularly when we're working with things as they apply to our interior life. We need to come into being comfortable with working in the realm of processes as opposed to having things nailed down structurally. That's a starting point, but at the end of the day, the structure is there to support a process. And so if you become overly fixated on what a thing is, it closes the mind down rather than opening it up. I mean, a classic example of that is the work we have done through the groups on the idea of person. If the focus becomes on the person, then things close down. But if we look for the Lord in a person, then they open up and you enter into what is more universal. So there's applications there. And of course, if you're not fixed in your idea about what a thing is, then it has the capacity then to transform in accordance with your state. So diamond to one person might not be to another in terms of their experience of it, but it's all part of the infinite aspect of the Lord being revealed through what has to be drawn down to a particular thing so that the thought has something to anchor itself on, but not to be fixated in. It needs to be the idea of a concrete or a vessel is to contain, and it's the contents that's important, not the container as such. A container's use is important, but it's not the thing, it's what's within that is the thing.